Hi, this is Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Our topic today, how long should good positioning last? Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Robert, thank you. Good positioning. How long should it last? I get that question asked all the time. Generally, good positioning should last a year, 12 months, maybe 18 months, and then it'll need to be evolved and shifted.
Now, when you say evolved and shifted, is this dramatic change? Is this evolutionary change? You know, because that, you know, for the investment a company might be making in a positioning process, 12 months doesn't sound like very long in a way.
To me, it's an evolution. It's not throwing it out, but it's an evolution of the positioning. But if you do positioning right, what's going to happen is inevitably your competition is going to react and copy your positioning, which is good news, actually, because now the buying criteria has shifted to your favor versus their favor. But also the market conditions are going to change. If you're in a new category, maybe you've moved from the early adopters to the, you know, fast followers. So it could be a different buyer type. Also, some new competitors could have emerged into the market as well. So fundamentally, what's required is an adjustment to the new reality and an evolution of the positioning to the new reality. You may also find, as you roll out your positioning and you engage sales cycle, that one particular element of the positioning really rises to the top. And you may, at, you know, again, in the 12-month period, you may decide to double down on that particular capability.
You find that response to part of the story is so compelling that that actually should be enlarged as part of the story?
That's correct. And the other thing that will happen inevitably, companies will come out with additional features and capabilities and IP, and all those need to be reflected and rolled into the positioning as well.
What's the evolutionary process look like? If, say, you're at an 18-month point and it's clear that some evolution is needed, what do you do at that point?
At that point, typically what I do is I go out and do an analysis of my sales cycle. What are the objections that are running into my sales cycles right now? What's slowing down sales cycles right now? Has our buyer or buyer shifted? I also look at the competitive landscape. Has the competition shifted in their capabilities, or are there some new competitors that have entered the marketplace as well? The other thing I take a look at is actually the market category. What is our perception now with the market analysts or even
versus a year and a half ago?
Yeah. That is correct. And based upon those new perceptions, I may need to adjust the positioning and adapt and change it. Finally, I look inward, right? And I look at any particular new capabilities, new IP, the new releases perhaps that we came out, some significant piece of technology perhaps that could elevate our positioning to a new level.
Does it make sense at that point to sponsor a similar process that you did to create the new positioning originally?
Completely. What I typically do is I believe positioning is not a marketing initiative, but actually a corporate initiative. And if you do positioning right, it's going to impact all parts of the company.
So this evolutionary discussion needs to include all of the stakeholders just the way you did at the beginning with creating the new platform.
That's correct. So typically when I do a positioning review, we get not only the marketing organization involved, but also the sales organization, the product organization, the support organization as well. And if you're an international company, of course, all the various regions. But you need to take into consideration all those viewpoints and the current reality and evolve the positioning from that point.
Yeah, so you don't want to be doing the evolution by yourself. You really need to engage the group again.
I think one of the old ways of doing positioning, and I have to say I was at fault doing this, is the way I used to do it. Go in the corner office with the CEO, come running out a couple of days later and say, hey, here's the positioning, let's go for it.
Yeah, and that holds true for the evolutionary step as well.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the wrong way to do it. I think it's a collaborative process. And a process that requires buy-in and input across the entire company.
Bob, thanks for giving us some insight on how long good positioning should last. Join us for more sessions of Differentiate or Die.